In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在我们宝贵的救主耶稣基督的名里面，向大家问好。
It's always a joy to have the fellowship along with the saints to be encouraged on our onward Christian journey.
在我们基督徒往天奔走的道路里面，可以跟弟兄姐妹交通，是一件何等欢喜的事。
I have upon my heart to share with you this morning from 1 Chronicles chapter 12.
在我的心里面有一个负担，早晨愿意跟大家交通历代志上十二章。
We are going to read a few verses because as you know in the Chronicles, books of Chronicles, especially in the first book, many names mentioned. So we are just going to skip a few names but read the main verses.
我们要读几处的圣经，我们知道在历代志上提到很多人的名字，所以我们要跳过一些人名，但是我们还是要读大部分的圣经。
We'll read the first two verses and then verse 8. I will read in English and then brother will read in Chinese. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. Verse 8. And of the Gadites, there separated themselves unto David into the hold, to the wilderness, men of might and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains.
Yes. 历代志上十二章第一节到第二节，大卫因怕基士的儿子扫罗躲在喜格拉的时候，有勇士到他那里帮助他打仗，他们善于拉弓，能用左右两手甩石射箭，都是便雅悯人扫罗的族兄弟。第八节第九节，加德支派中有人到旷野的山寨投奔大卫，都是大能的勇士，能拿盾牌和枪的战士，他们的面貌好像狮子，快跑如同山上的鹿。
And then we'll read from 16 to 18. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David, and David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. And the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band.
16节到第18节，又有便雅悯和犹大人到山寨大卫那里，大卫出去迎接他们，对他们说，你们若是和和平平的来帮助我，我心就与你们相契，你们若是将我这无罪的人卖在敌人手里，愿我们列祖的神查看责罚。那时神的灵感动那30个勇士的首领亚玛撒，他就说，大卫啊，我们是归于你的，耶西的儿子啊，我们是帮助你的，愿你平平安安，愿帮助你的也都平安，因为你的神帮助你。大卫就收留他们，立他们做军长。
Then we'll read 22 and 23. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of God. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready, armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord.
22节到23节，那时天天有人来帮助大卫，以致成了大军，如神的军一样。预备打仗的兵来到希伯伦，见大卫，要照着耶和华的话，将扫罗的国位归与大卫，他们的数目如下。
and 32 and 38. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank, they were not of double heart. And verse 38 also. And there they were, all these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king.
32节到33节，以撒迦支派有200族长，都通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的。他们的族兄弟都听从他们的命令。希伯伦支派能上阵，用各样兵器打仗，行伍整齐，不生二心的有50,000人。然后38节，以上都是能守行伍的战士，他们都诚心来到希伯伦，要立大卫做以色列的王。以色列其余的人也都一心要立大卫做王。
May our loving Lord bless this portion and speak to our hearts.
愿按我们的主祝福这段话语，对我们的心说话。
We thank the Lord the prayers we offered have reached His presence and the Lord would speak to our hearts.
愿我们的祷告能够达到他的宝座，他对我们的心可以说话。
Now here we see the account of the men who came and joined David when he was in the wilderness, being chased by Saul, and he was like a fugitive.
我们看到在这里有许多的人来归向大卫。那时候大卫被扫罗追杀，逃到旷野。
Saul was rejected by God because he rebelled against him. He would not carry out his commandment.
扫罗被神弃绝，因为他背叛了神，他不听神的话。
David was anointed as the chosen king, but still Saul was there in power, so he was persecuting him and chasing him.
大卫受膏要成为王，可是那时候扫罗还做王，所以扫罗就来追杀大卫。
So David was in the wilderness, closed from Saul, and at that time these men were attracted to David, and they sought him and came to him.
那时候虽然大卫在旷野，可是这历代志上十二章这记载的这些人，他们来寻找大卫，来归向他。
They realized they were under defeat when they were serving Saul.
他们发现，他们若在服侍扫罗的时候，他们就遇见失败。
And they realized that David has been anointed by the king and he is the chosen king to rule.
他们也认识到大卫受膏是那位被拣选的君王，是要来治理以色列的。
In fact, he was the one who saved them from their enemies.
事实上，大卫是拯救他们脱离敌人手的。
He was victorious over Goliath.
大卫救他们脱离哥利亚。
And all the Philistines, who were the enemies of God's people.
拯救以色列人脱离非利士人，他们是神的，非利士人是神的敌人。
So they realized there is victory only with David.
他们认识到只有大卫才能为他们赢得征战。
So they decided to come to David and follow him.
所以他们就决定要来归向大卫，来跟从他。
Here in this situation, we find that David is a type of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这段圣经，我们知道大卫就预表主耶稣基督。
Who is the victorious Savior who saves us from our sins.
主耶稣是得胜的救主，他救我们脱离罪。
It's because of the mighty victory he has won against Satan, defeating Satan and the forces of darkness.
因为主耶稣打败了撒旦和仇敌的权势，为我们赢得了战争。
So today those who know this, know the Lord Jesus Christ as the victor, they are attracted to him. They come, they want to follow him.
所以今天我们若认识主耶稣是得胜的主，我们就被主所吸引，我们来跟从他。
They make him their Lord and Savior, and they come under his ruling.
我们就称耶稣为我们的救主和主，来跟从他，来受他的管制。
So they know him as the anointed king, even though the present world is hostile, don't accept him, yet they know he is the anointed king and he is the rightful ruler.
虽然当时候的世代不接受大卫，可是他们却认识大卫是那位受膏的，是将来要做王掌权的。
One day he is going to establish his kingdom, but these men know, those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ know their, know him as their king ruling in their hearts.
有一天主要在全地掌权，可是这些来归向主耶稣的，今天就在他们的心里面做王。
So we would like to see their characteristics and qualities, as recorded in this chapter.
So 我们要看看这些人他们的特性和他们的特质是在这章里面所记载的。
And that will help us to walk worthy of our Lord, worthy of His kingdom and His glory to which we are called.
那这样就帮助我们来配得神来招我们这个招，让我们也配得来在他的国里面来跟从他。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12, please.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十二节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. That he would walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十二节，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
First of all, we see from in verses 16 to 18, there is a beautiful description of how they made sure of their relationship to David when they came to David.
在带上12章16到18节，我们看到他们这些人来归向大卫的时候，他们跟大卫的关系。
And we see there, the Holy Spirit came upon Captain Amasai, and he declared, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, peace be to thee and thine helpers. Thy God helpeth thee.
那时候他们的首领亚玛撒到他那边来，就说愿平安的归于你。
You see, they are brought into a new relationship with David, severed from the relationship with Saul.
当这些人他们与扫罗断绝关系以后，他们与大卫有一个新的关系。
So they could declare, Thine are we, David. We belong to you.
那他们可以对大卫讲说大卫啊，我们属于你。
The important thing we see here is the Spirit of God brought them into this relationship with David.
神的灵带他们来进入与大卫的关系。
Then peace is established between them.
所以他们中间就有和平。
They are accepted.
他们就被接纳。
So this is the work of God, we can say, because it says, Thy God helpeth thee.
这就是神的工作，我们可以跟神讲说，神啊，是他是帮助我们的。
So today, this is the way God is working to reveal the greater Son of David, the Lord Jesus Christ, to the hearts of men and women.
这就是圣灵的工作，来把主耶稣，就是这边大卫所预表的那一位，把他来晓谕在我们的心里。
He's working to turn the hearts unto the Lord Jesus Christ, to make him their king.
神的圣灵就来感动人，让人的心来转向耶稣，来把耶稣来当成我们的王。
So that initial relationship is established between them and the Lord as their Lord and Savior.
所以这个刚开始的关系就建立在主就是我们的主和救主的关系上。
We remember the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 6:44, Except the Father from on high draws any man, nobody can come to me.
主耶稣在约翰福音六章四十四节讲说，若不是天神，若不是从主来的，没有人能够来看见父。
And also in John 12:32, we read how the Lord said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself."
所以在十二章三十二节讲到说，若被举起来，要吸引万人来归向我。
And in 1 Corinthians 12:3, we can look into it. It is by the Holy Spirit that we can call Jesus Christ Lord.
在哥林多前书十二章三节就是讲说，只有靠着圣灵的感动，我们才能够说耶稣是主。
1 Corinthians 12:3, please.
哥林多前书十二章第三节。
Therefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
So we can say to the Lord Jesus Christ, Thine we are.
我们可以对主讲说，主你是主。
We come into such a close living relationship with Him because He bore our sins, because He died for us, so He has got every claim over our lives.
我们称他主耶稣为主，因为他为我们的罪死了，他买赎了我们，所以我们属于他。
He rose again to justify us, to make us new creatures, and His very life is given to us.
他又复活为我们称义，把他的生命来赐给我们。
So that's how we can say by faith, Thine we are, Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以对主说，因着信，我们属于主。
We have peace with Him through the blood of the cross.
我们借着十字架上的宝血，我们跟神成就了和平。
That was the message we remember how Peter gave to the people in the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. That message brought conviction, repentance. In 3,000 souls, they turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是彼得在《使徒行传》二章给的信息。那时候有3,000人因为彼得的信息来归向主。
That's how they came into the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
这就是为什么他们来到主的面前，来跟主耶稣建立一个关系，让主成为他们的主和救主。
We'd like to read from Acts 2nd chapter, verses 32 to 41, please.
我们要读《使徒行传》二章三十二节到四十二节。
Acts 2:32-41. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
使徒行传二章三十二节，这耶稣神已经叫他从复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但他自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌坐你的脚凳。故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3,000人。
So this is the fundamental foundational matter in the Christian life.
这就是基督徒生活里面非常根基的一件事。
Coming into personal knowledge with the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing Him as the Lord and Savior of our hearts.
从我们的心里面，我们跟主耶稣有一个个人的关系，来称我们的主为主为救主。
Because the sovereignty of His kingdom is established through His supreme sacrifice for us on the cross of Calvary.
神的国权国度是借着 他在十字架上，在加略山，那他付上了中最大的代价所换回来的。
So based on this relationship alone, we can serve him as his soldiers in his army.
因为这个关系，我们也可以来侍奉他，像一个当兵的人一样来侍奉神。
Then we would be accepted and to advance his kingdom.
我们也会被神所接纳在他的国度里。
So our being is more important to the Lord than our doing. What we are to him, the relationship is most important.
我们跟神的关系，我们所是的比我们所做的更重要。
And then secondly, we would like to see there how they were separated unto David according to verse 8. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 8.
另外，接下来我们要看在历代志上十二章八节，他们怎么样来分别自己，来归给大卫。
And they were separated, and of the Gadites, there separated themselves unto David into the hold to the wilderness, men of might and men of war fit for the battle. They could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as roes upon the mountains.
在这里记载说，加德支派中有人到旷野的山寨投奔大卫，都是大能的勇士，能拿盾牌和枪的战士，他们的面貌好像狮子。快跑如山上的鹿。
They identified themselves with David in his cause, though he was hiding in the wilderness.
虽然大卫躲在旷野里面逃躲扫罗，但是他们跟大卫的目的来认同。
They knew he is the truly the anointed king, so they are safe with him.
他们知道大卫是那位受膏的君王，所以他们就来归向大卫。
But it was a costly exercise for them.Because they have to put their lives in jeopardy because Saul was still ruling.
那他们这样做，其实让他们把他们的生命就其实放在危险的里面，因为那时候扫罗仍然作王。
But they separated themselves, knowing that David is the Lord's appointed king.
但是他们就因为知道大卫是神所高的那个君王，所以他们就分别自己归向大卫。
We see today, though the Lord Jesus Christ.Is the anointed one, is the appointed king of kings, yet we see, is the coming ruler, yet we see the present world is hostile to him, opposes him.
今天我们也知道主耶稣是位那位将来的王，他已经受膏要做王，可是当今的世代是来抵挡主耶稣基督的。
So the present world is hostile to those who love the Lord Jesus Christ, who follow him.
所以这样，当今的世代也与那些爱主耶稣来跟随主耶稣基督的人为敌。
So when we identify ourselves with him, we need to be part of those who are hated by this world.
所以当我们与主耶稣认同的时候，我们就被这个世界所憎恶。
So the question we have to ask ourselves today is, are we separated in our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we identify ourselves with him and his cause?
所以我们要问我们一个问题，我们在心里面是不是分别自己来归向神？我们是不是与基督和他所要达到的目的来认同？
Are we willing to confess his name?
我们是否愿意承认他的名？
He is our heavenly David who has every claim over us. He is the appointed king.
他是我们属天的大卫，他有所有的权利来得着我们，他是是神所受膏的。
Are we taking a stand for him against the world's allurements and also threatenings?
那我们是不是愿意为着主的缘故来受这个世界所有的一些恐吓呢？
Oppositions and persecutions that we may have to face because of Christ.
因为基督的缘故，我们受逼迫，被喷雾呢？
And also we may suffer economic losses.If we own the Lord Jesus Christ, follow him.
如果我们来跟随主耶稣基督，也许我们在经济上也会遭遇到一些损失。
But there is eternal reward; it's worth doing it.
但是却有一个属天永远的奖赏是值得的。
Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "If you confess my name before the people, I will confess before my Father. If you deny me before the men, I will deny you before the Father."
记得主耶稣这样说吗？你们若在人前认我的名，在我父的面前我也认你们。你们若在人前不认我的名，在我父的面前我也不认你们。
So we see in the book of Acts also there was persecution constantly as they were identifying themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, declaring him as the king.
在使徒行传，我们看到这些人，他们认同主耶稣基督来称他为王的时候，他们就一直遭到许多的逼迫。
It has been like that in the history right from the beginning, since the Lord Jesus Christ, died and rose again, exalted to heaven, and as he was declared as the king and owned as the king, the people had to suffer persecution.
从主耶稣为我们受死、复活、升天，神来高他为王开始。那这个世界就来逼迫这些跟随耶稣的。
And we'd like just to see one reference in Acts chapter 17.
我们来看一处的圣经，就在使徒行传十七章。
This is about the Thessalonians when Paul went and presented Christ to them, and the Thessalonians believed, and they started following the Lord Jesus Christ.
当保罗跟铁撒罗尼迦的那边的人传讲耶稣的时候，他们就信主。
In chapter 17, we'll just see one verse. In verse 7, we read, Whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus.
在十七章第七节讲到耶孙收留他们，这些人都违背该杀的命令，说另有一个王耶稣。
So, as long as they are satisfied receiving him as their savior who saves from their sins, that was okay. But when you declare he's the king, he has authority, he has claim over all the lives, then the trouble starts.
也许有人接受主耶稣来洗净他们的罪，那这样还没有关系。可是当一个人来认主耶稣为王的时候，那问题就出来了。
So we read about the martyrs who have laid down their lives.Because of their belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ as the King, declaring Him as the King.
所以历史历代有许多人宣告耶稣是王，他们就因为这样成为殉道者。
So they were awaiting that kingdom and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they did not care about their own lives. They laid down their lives.
他们来盼望那个要来主耶稣的国度和他的荣耀，所以他们就不爱惜自己的生命、性命，把自己的性命放舍弃。
So being separated unto the Lord Jesus Christ in this hostile world will cost us something. We should be prepared for that.
所以当在这个敌对的世界的里面，我们来宣告主耶稣是王，来跟随他，我们就要预备要付一些代价。
And we read in the 8th verse, same verse, this separation and the stand that they took made them bold as lions.And swift as roes upon the mountains. First Chronicles 12:8, please.
哦，是在带上十二章八节就讲到说，这些人他们就到山寨来投奔大卫。
So you see the two things, the qualities, men bold as lions and swift as roes upon the mountains.
哦，他们讲到说他们的面貌好像狮子，他们如快跑如同山上的鹿。
We can see these correspond to the spiritual qualities of those who take their stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, who separate themselves unto Him.
当一个人来分别自己来归向神的时候，这属灵的一个品质，它就是像这边所记载的一样。
In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 28, verse 1, we read, "The righteous are as bold as a lion." Proverbs.
哦，在箴言二十八章十一节讲到说，
Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1.
箴言二十八章第一节讲到说，义人却胆壮像狮子。
So there is a holy boldness, there is irresistible power which the Holy Spirit grants to those who are separated unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们分别自己来归向主耶稣基督的时候，圣灵就把一个胆量来赐给我们。
And we can see in the example of Stephen, when he was severely persecuted and he was going to be killed at that time, there was irresistible power when he presented the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在斯蒂凡身上可以看到，当他被逼迫要被打死的时候，他的里面却是这样的勇敢。
I'd like to see that verse in Acts chapter 6 and verse 10.Act 6:10.
在使徒行传第六章第十节。
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake.
斯提凡是以智慧和圣灵说话, 众人抵挡不住。
And that is the kind of power you have, irresistible power, when we are filled with the Spirit, being separated unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是一个能力，是当一个人分别自己来归向神， 圣灵所赐给一个能力，是众人所抵挡不住的。
And corresponding to their being as rose upon the mountains, we see they live in higher spiritual realms.
那如同山上的鹿, 我们就看到这些人是活在一个更高属灵的一个境界里。
Having communion with heaven,
与天相交,
rising above the earthly, worldly level of living.
是脱离这个地上属地的一样的生活。
That means they enjoy the overcoming life.
这就意识到就是他们享受了一个得胜的生活。
So to possess these qualities, to maintain these qualities, it will cost us something. We should be prepared for that.
要有这样的一个特质, 我们要花一些代价, 我们要有预备好。
And then thirdly, we see the other quality, what these men have done.
那第三方面, 我们看到这些人身上另外的一个特点。
And we read that in verse 23.
在23章里面。
They were loyal servants of David. They came to turn the kingdom from Saul to David. Then came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. So this has to be true in a believer's life.
在所有信主的人里面, 这是需要是一个事实。
When we are born again, our loyalty is shifted from Satan's kingdom, Satan, to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们重生以后, 我们的效忠就要从对仇敌的效忠转到对主的效忠。
See that in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, please.
我们来看哥罗西书1章13节。
Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
他救我们脱离黑暗的权势,
We see how they came to Hebron to make David king and to advance his kingdom.
我们看到这些人怎么样到希伯伦来拥护大卫做王,而且来帮助他,来完成他的国度。
They are delivered from Saul, knowing that he was rejected by God, and now they have come to anoint David, make him king, and show their loyalty.
他们离开扫罗,因为扫罗被神弃绝, 所以他们来到大卫的面前,来对大卫效忠。
In contrast, we see after the death of Saul, many of the Israelites were still following the house of Saul.
那对比,一个对比就是说, 有一些人就算扫罗死了以后, 他们还在跟随扫罗的家。
Now David was waiting in Hebron for 7.5 years, though he was crowned king only over Judah, he was still waiting to be accepted by the whole nation Israel.
那大卫在希伯伦做王7年半, 他在那里虽然已经被高做王, 可是他还在等待整个以色列来接纳他为王。
So this tells us about an important truth, that the Lord Jesus Christ, though anointed king, he is still waiting to be made king, received by the hearts of men and women.
这告诉我们一个真理, 就是虽然, 主耶稣基督已经被高为王, 可是他仍然在等待, 在所有的人的心里面来做王。
That means he will not force his rule over the lives unless we surrender, unless we allow him to rule our hearts.
这告诉我们说, 神不强迫我们来要他做王, 他一直在等我们, 只等到我们接受他为王。
So until they finally yielded and all the Israelites came and made him the king, he remained in Hebron.
那像在这里, 大卫一直在等待, 一直等到以色列人来接受他做王, 他仍停留在希伯伦。
Until they made him the king, we see there was a trouble in Israel, there was a civil war.
要这个等待的过程, 我们就看到在以色列人当中就有一个内战。
Read that in 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1, please.
那在撒母耳记下3章第一节。
2 Samuel 3, 1. Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker.
撒母耳记下三章一节，扫罗家和大卫家征战许久，大卫家日渐强盛，扫罗家日渐衰弱。
So the same thing is true in the lives of those who have not yielded their lives or their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ as their King.
所以对着还没有来接受主的这些人里面，里面的情形也是这样子。
Or they might be giving only a part of their lives, only some area of life, but not fully.
也许有些人只是把生命的一部分来归给主，并没有把生命的全部来归给主。
Until we make him the ruler, King of our hearts.There we will not have peace. There will be conflict and trouble.
除非我们等到我们把自己完全归给主，要不然我们就不会有平安，就会有许多的征战。
And in the same verse, we read how David, the house of David, grew stronger and stronger. The house of Saul grew weaker and weaker.
在这一节圣经里面，我们看到大卫家日渐强盛，扫罗家日渐衰弱。
Because David was the anointed king, Saul was rejected by God.
因为大卫是受膏的王，扫罗是被神所弃绝的。
Here the house of Saul represents the flesh, the self, and the rebellion against God.
扫罗家就代表我们的肉体，是我们的自己，是来与神为敌的。
And the house of David speaks of that which is of the spirit.
大卫家预表属灵的生命。
So when we yield our spirits to the Lord Jesus Christ to be ruled by Him, then only the true peace comes into us.
只有我们完全来归向主，神来掌权的时候，才会有平安。
And he makes us victorious by his indwelling spirit, and there will not no need for any conflict and trouble.
借着内住的圣灵，他使我们得胜，这样我们里面就没有这些征战，很麻烦。
And we see how this appeal was made in the same Second Samuel third chapter. Appeal was made by Abner.To all the Israelites to come and make David the king.
在这里，同样在撒母耳记下三章，我们也看到
Second Samuel chapter 3:17-18, please.
第十七节、第十八节。
And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "Ye sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then, do it, for the Lord hath spoken of David, saying, By the hand of my servant David." I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of all their enemies.
第十节、十七、十八节，亚尼尔对以色列长老说：“从前你们愿意大卫作王治理你们，现在你们可以照心愿而行，因为耶和华曾论大卫说：‘我必借我仆人大卫的手，救我民以色列脱离非利士人和众仇敌的手。’”
Now then, do it. That's the appeal made to them.
那这边讲到说，你们可以照你们的心愿而行。
Today the same appeal, same words are spoken to those who have not yet yielded their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ to make Him their King.
今天同样的，这些愿意来做耶稣做他们王的，神对我们说，我们可以照我们的心愿而行。
The Lord does not want us to continue in our defeated life, like those who followed the house of Saul.
神不愿意我们一直活在这个失败的生命当中，就像来那些跟随扫罗的人一样。
Many times we thought about the victory, the potential victory and the overcoming life that is possible by making the Lord Jesus Christ our King, but we have not fully yielded to Him.
主耶稣基督赐给我们一个得胜的生命，但是我们却常常没有完全来归向他。
So we need to take that decision until we yield to Him.He will not rule over our lives.
我们要做一个决定，一直等到我们完全归向他，要不然他没有办法完全在我们身上来掌权。
But when they have made them their king, then we see there was joy in Israel.
但是当以色列人来认大卫做他们的王的时候，在他们当中就有喜乐。
In the last verse of First Chronicles 12th chapter, we read, "For there was joy in Israel."
在历代志下十二章里面，我们就看到说，对不起，是自历代志上十二章最后一节就讲到说，以色列人甚是欢乐。
So because they came to make David king over all Israel, according to verse 38.
从三十八节里面讲到，就说他们都诚心来到希伯伦，要立大卫做以色列的王。
So maybe like this man crown the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and King of our lives.
所以愿我们都像这些人一样，来在我们的生命的里面来冠 主耶稣做我们的王。
So that we may be among those who are ruled by him and who advance his kingdom.
那我们可以成为一些人，让主耶稣在我们里面来掌权，我们可以来让这个国度能够扩展的人。
We would like to see a couple of other qualities we find in these men.
我们还要再看这些人身上其他的一些特点。
Coming back to 1 Chronicles 12 chapter.
再回到历代志上12章。
And in the second verse we read, they were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin.
讲到他们善于拉弓，能用左右两手甩石射箭，都是便雅悯人扫罗的族兄弟。
They could use both the hands in shooting arrows, hurling stones.
他们可以用左右两手来甩石，来射箭。
In our practical Christian life, this could mean a life, a balanced life, consistent life. There is our words, our what we profess should tally with what we do and what we practice.
这也跟我们平常的生活里面是相关的，让与我们所做所行的每一件事有关。
And what we speak, our words and our actions should tally.
讲到我们的征战。也要像这样子。
Many times we say something we profess, but in our actions we fail.
有时候只是我们口里面来承认来参与这个征战，但是在我们的行为里面我们却失败了。
And also we know the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is full of grace and truth, and we can claim those qualities from him in order to have that balanced life.
主耶稣他是充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也可以来支取主耶稣这样的有恩典有真理，所以在我们的生命里面有平衡。
The grace and truth, there should be a perfect blending in these two so that our life, our warfare could be a blessing.
恩典跟真理是有这样好的平衡，所以在这个征战的里面我们就可以得胜。
One without the other makes us ineffective.
如果我们只有恩典或只有真理，没有另外一个，我们的征战就没有功效。
So with their skill and expertise, we see they never missed a mark. They were very precise in their targets.
因为他们是这样的善于征战，所以他们都能够打到那个靶心，他不会失败。
When we do not practice what we preach or what we demonstrate, what we believe in our hearts, then we see we become hypocrites and sin against the Lord.
如果我们不来实行我们所相信或我们宣讲的，那这样我们就是假冒为善，那这样我们就失败。
But because sin is missing the mark.
其实罪就是没有射到那个靶心。
But we need much spiritual exercise in order to reach this level of expertise.
但我们要需要许多属灵的一个操练，让我们能够可以来射中那个目标。
Paul writing to Timothy says, exercise yourself unto godliness.
那保罗对提摩太说，你要操练敬虔。
Through the study of the word of God, meditation, and obeying implicitly what the Lord is saying to us, we can, and through the life of prayer, we can reach this level of expertise.
我们要常常来操练，来祷告，然后来在生活的里面来实行我们所认识的，那这样我们才能够来得胜。
And the next we see,They were not of a double heart. They were wholly devoted to David.
那最后，另外我们要再看说他们不生恶心，他们把他们的全心来归向大卫。
In verse 33, of Zebulun such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank, they were not of double heart.
33节，西布伦支派能上阵，用各样兵器打仗，行伍整齐。不生恶心的约有五万人。
So we see a double heart can only produce evil. Nothing good comes out of a double heart.
心生恶意的人只能够产生一些邪恶的事情，是不能够来归向主的。
And see Psalm 12 and verse 2.
在诗篇十二篇第二节。
Psalm 12 and verse 2.They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak.
人人向邻舍说谎，他们说话是嘴唇油滑，心口不一。
And also, a double heart is unstable, according to James 1:8.
在雅各书一章八节讲到心怀恶意的人，做什么事情都没有定见。
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
在那边就心怀恶意的人，在一切所行的事上，都没有定见。
Our outward life and conduct depends much upon our inward life and the singleness of heart.
外面的行为是取决于里面生命的情形，还有我们里面是不是单一。
We should be men and women of one thing. There is emphasis about the one thing in the scripture.
我们要成为在圣经上记载的那个唯一的，只有把主当唯一的那一位的这样的一个人。弟兄姐妹
In Psalm 27 verse 4 David says I have followed one thing I desired one thing and I will follow after to dwell in the house of God Psalm 27:4
在诗篇27章第四节讲到说有一件事我曾寻求就是要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美在他殿里求问
And in case of Mary who sat at Jesus' feet the Lord certified that sayingShe has chosen a good thing. One thing is needful, and she has chosen the good thing, which shall not be taken away from her.
像玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前，主耶稣说，不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经拣选了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
The spiritual progress in our lives much depends upon that singleness of heart, and when we become men and women of one thing before us.
属灵生命的成长需要取决于一件事情，就是我们的心是不是能够单纯，这样来单纯跟随主。
The most important thing is to keep our hearts pure before the Lord.
最重要的事情，让我们的心来向主单纯。
Such pure hearts, singleness of heart, will help us to enjoy the power of the Lord on our behalf.
如果有这样子单纯、简单的心，这样就会来让我们来经历神的能力。
We read in Second Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9, please. Second Chronicles 16 and 9.
历代志下。16:9
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
And so let us strive to keep that singleness of heart like this man They did not have a double heart. They wholly were devoted to David.
让我们来学习，来存着一个单纯的心，这样神心不生恶意，来单单的来跟随他。
And then the next quality is they could keep rank and they were united in their service.
然后下一个特点就是他们能够来行伍整齐。
And we read that in verse 33 and 38.
我们从33节和38节里面我们就看到他们能够守行伍的战士
Of Zebulun such as went forth to battle expert in war with all instruments of war 50,000 which could keep rank
希伯伦支派能上阵用各样兵器打仗行伍整齐的人约有50,000
And then also verse 38 all these men of war that could keep rank
这些都是能够守行伍的战士
So that tells us something about the spiritualquality that we need to have especially in our church life in corporate life
这就讲到说特别在教会生活里面我们需要有的特质
God places in different places and he gives us different capacities in order to serve him and to follow him
神把我们放在不同的地方他也给我们每个人不同的功用让我们可以来服侍他来跟随他
and also to serve one another
也可以来彼此服侍
Each of us is given a specific gift to be used for the edification, not for just exhibition.
神给我们每个人都有那一份，让我们可以来彼此服侍，而不是来表现自己。
So we should make sure of our calling and place among the people of God where the Lord wants us to serve Him effectively.
所以我们要认识神在我们身上的呼召，把我们放在什么地位里面，在那个地方来服侍他。
According to the gift the Holy Spirit bestows upon us.
圣灵照着他的美意来把恩赐来分给人。
Romans chapter 12 verses 3 to 8 please.
罗马书12章
Romans
3到8节
verses 3 to 8.
罗马书12章3到8节
For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For we, as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members of another, one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
罗马书12章3节 不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So each one is given a different gift, but all must be executed humbly and for the benefit, for the blessing of the church and for the Lord's glory.
所以每一个人都有不同的恩赐，可是我们每一个人都要谦卑的来服侍，为着神的荣耀，他在教会里面可以来显出荣耀。
So we need to be doing it in subjection, submission to one another. That means we are keeping the rank.
我们要彼此顺服，那这样就讲到说能够守这个行伍。And
also we must positively recognize the gifts that our brothers have and encourage them to use those gifts.
所以我们要看。 也知道怎样来看在弟兄姐妹身上的恩赐，然后来鼓励他们来使用这个恩赐。So
as we encourage one another, we contribute to the growth, to the welfare of the church.
当我们彼此来勉励劝勉的时候，那这样神的身体就会教会就会长大。Not
recognizing this, failing in this will lead to damage, much loss and damage in the church life.
如果不认识这个，或在这点上失败的话，就会给教会带来许多的亏损。So
like these men who could keep rank and they were united in service, may the Lord help us that we may contribute to the building up of His church.
所以我们愿意神帮助我们，像这些能够守行伍的人一样，来在建造教会的事上，我们可以来参与。And
finally, we look at the next quality of these men who came to David.
最后我们要来看这些来跟随大卫的人他们的特点。In
verse 7, 37 we read, I'm sorry, 32 we read, And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of times, to know what Israel ought to do.
32节,以撒迦支派有200族长都通达实务,知道以色列所当行的。So
they rendered intelligent service, and because they were men which, who had understanding of times.
他们知道什么时候要做什么事。
Now we see the higher intelligence, more than what the worldly knowledge can give, the intelligence, the wisdom comes from above, from the Lord.
我们知道比这世界上的聪明更大的一个智慧是从天上来的，是从神。
So that's what David testified, the psalmist testified in Psalm 119, in the two verses 98 to 100.
Psalm 119, 这就是大卫在诗篇119篇所见证的。Psalm 119, verses 98 to 100.
Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts.
你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。我比我的师父更通达， 因我思想你的法度，我比年老的人更明白，因为我守了你的训词。
I always recommend these words to our younger brothers and sisters who are studying, but this is applicable to all of us in order to have that understanding of times, understanding of what the Lord wants us to do.
我常常劝勉年轻的弟兄姐妹们用这几节的圣经，可是对我们每一个人，这几节圣经都很好，让我们可以知道怎样通达实务，知道神要做什么。
And as we go deeper into the Word of God, we see in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is like a double-edged sword which pierces asunder, divides soul and the spirit.
当我们更往深处去的时候，在希伯来书四章十二节讲到神的道是活泼有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。
It convicts us of what is of the flesh and what is of the spirit.
能够来分别什么是属于肉体的，什么是属于圣灵的。
And the Lord God's mind is shown to us, and His will is shown to us, His thought is revealed to us.
那神这样子，我们就可以来查验神的心意是什么。
So that we can be intelligent in our service.
所以我们在我们的服事上，我们就有智慧。
And that's why Apostle Paul writing Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 14:20, he says, "Don't be childish. Be in understanding. Be men, mature men."
所以保罗在哥林多前书十四章第二十节的里面就讲到说，你们在心智上不要做小孩，要在心智上做大人。
In the case of a child, we see the child is basically selfish, wants its own ways and preferences. And some of us who remain spiritually barren, we run after the false doctrines or pet doctrines which we create for ourselves.
那小孩子里面就是很自私的，而且只管到自己，而且很容易走偏，来走向自己所以为对的。
But the Lord wants us to be men of understanding and maturity.
但是神要我们成为一个心智上做大人，对神有认识的。
We need to be intelligent about the enemy's devices and strategies.
我们也要对仇敌他所使用的诡计能够明白。
So Paul writing in 2 Corinthians 2:11, he says, "We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy."
所以保罗在哥林多后书二章十一节里面讲到说，我们不是并非不晓得仇敌的诡计。
So our spiritual senses have to be exercised to be able to identify the subtle devices of the enemy.
所以我们要操练属灵的生命，所以我们可以来分辨那个仇敌那个很狡猾的诡计。
Because we are warned that the enemy can come as an angel of light.
因为我们知道仇敌撒旦也能够装作光明的天使。
We can be deceived.
我们会受欺骗。
And also we see in 2 Timothy 3:1, the signs of the end times are given.
在提摩太后书三章十一节里面讲到末后的时候的情形。
One major sign of the end times is men having a form of godliness but denying the power.
那就是外面有外面的敬虔，但是却否认神。
So the major deception in the Christendom today is they are carried away by outward signs, miracles, healings, and things like that.
有外面的一些神迹奇事，好像在今天的基督教世界里面，很多就被这些带走了。
Even imposing personalities, and there is eloquent preaching. These are the some of us. We don't have the spiritual intelligence. We can be deceived.
甚至有很好的口才，或者是就在外面上有很好的表现。如果说我们没有属灵的分辨，我们很容易就被这些带走。
We need to ask the Lord, seek the Lord to grant us wisdom and intelligence in these matters.
我们要来寻求神，让我们在这些事上有智慧。
So through His Word, as we pray and ask Him, the Lord will give us discernment and judgment, so that we detect the deceptions of the enemy.So we escape these things and to be useful in His service.
所以我们借着祷告，求神给我们智慧，让我们对这些仇敌的诡计能够有分辨，所以我们可以来不受仇敌的攻击。
So may the Lord help us that we may have this spiritual intelligence, cultivate this spiritual intelligence through the Word of God and through seeking the Lord and to render the intelligent service to the Lord.
愿神帮助我们，借着祷告，借着寻求神，让我们有这些智慧，知道怎么样子来跟随他。
Finally, we'd like to see the verse 22, First Chronicles 12 and chapter verse 22.
最后我们要来看历代志上12章22节。
For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until it was a great host, like the host of God.
那时天天有人来帮助大卫，以致成了大军，如神的军一样。
It was a great host like the host of God.
成了大军，如同神的军一样。
So truly that gives us the picture of the church, the testimony of God upon this earth.
所以这就给我们看到一幅教会的图画，就是神在地上的见证。
In Song of Solomon chapter 6 verses 4 and 10, the church is compared to an army, a terrible army with banners.
那在雅各第六章里面讲到，教会就像说，是一个军队一样来对比。
So the church is victorious with the banner of victory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那里有基督得胜的一个旗帜，在我们的里面。
So the church marches victoriously with the banner of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ over us.
神以爱为旗在我们身上，那教会就这样往前。
Because we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
因为神是得在我们身上是得胜有余的。
So we come under that banner and we are victorious.
我们在神得胜的旗帜下，我们可以与他一同得胜。
So we derive the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, His strength being united to Him in the heavenly realm.
所以我们可以借着跟主的联合，把我们带到属天的境界里。
And we are able to display this banner against all the forces of darkness, of the powers of hell and men.
我们可以来向这个仇敌的权势来展现这个神的旌旗。
So may the Lord help us to possess these characteristics and the qualities of this man we have seen here.
愿主帮助我们，让我们也得着这些在历代志上十二章里面这些人里面的这样的特点。
They were joined to David as their king, made him their king, and became the host of God.
他们来称大卫是他们的王，来成为神的军队。
May the Lord help us that we may, by our spiritual exercise, obeying the word of God, and through our prayer life, we may become the good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ in His army.
愿神帮助我们，借着顺服他，借着祷告，让我们可以成为神的军队。
May the Lord continue to speak to us.
愿主继续的来对我们说话。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Dear loving Heavenly Father,
爱我们天上的父亲,
in the blessed and the highly exalted name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us.
借着这位被高举的主耶稣基督的名，我们感谢你早上与我们同在。
Thank Thee for Thy word brought to our attention.
谢谢你，你用你的话来吸引我们。And
what Thou hast spoken to us, give us the grace to obey and to follow Thee.
你对我们说的话，给我们恩典来顺服你，来跟从你。What
has been shared with much human limitation, the Holy Spirit of God may deepen and perfect Thy word in our hearts.
在人的里面有许多的限制，愿圣灵。
把这些话加深在我们的里面，也扩充在我们里面。Bless all Thy children, the children who are gathered over here.
来祝福在这里所有聚集的你的儿女。Continue
to speak to us.
愿你继续对我们说话。We
pray with thanksgiving in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督的名，你来祝福我们，我们感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.